Thank you, Chrissy. Do you want to give me your full name and tell me who you are and what you do?
My name is Chrissy Wilkins. I'm a journalist based in Athens. I work for a Greek financial newspaper and also for German media and most of them is radio. And what I was going to say is, yes, this is the main thing I do.
So what were your motivations to take part in the media work exchange?
The motivation was to see what happens in another country with this issue, racism. What was interesting for me was the issue, you know. And because of that, I decided to take part in this program.
And what have you learned from each other with your exchange partner?
My exchange partner, she's a photographer, but also journalist. But we work together here in Athens and also in Germany. She showed me what are the important things in Germany regarding this, racism, this issue. Also, some technical things were interesting because we spent a lot of time to see how we can write this project, you know, and which form. And we discovered a new form to make this both things together, you know. And it was an interesting thing. You will see it maybe in our end project. And I think this was also very interesting to see how to connect two countries, experiences in two countries together. And I don't know if it's successful, but we liked it at the end.
So what did you actually produce together?
We made interviews with immigrants in Greece, immigrants and refugees in Greece, in Greece and in Germany, and also with experts. And then we tried to connect on racism, yes, on racism and diversity. And then we tried to connect the stories or to think common things in these stories of the people. And this is the thing I told you, that we tried, it was very difficult to find a way to connect them. And finally we did find a way. We tried to give voice to these people, to let them speak in our text, you know, not that there is our opinion there, but it's their voice. And so you can see in our text, it's their things, their stories, yes.
What do you think has been the most useful thing you learned for your professional practice?
Yes. To find a way to use a very big, a much of material, you know, in a special issue, like we had to focus on diversity and racism, and it was quite difficult, you know, because many things around. So it helped me to manage, you know, this material. And also, as I told you, the experience with another country was something very, very important, also for me and also for Salinia, because we saw that, for example, in Germany, the racism or diversity issue, it's something that was more important in before 20 years. But now there was another story this autumn, and it was, again, very important. But we spoke with the experts and we saw that there are common things with Athens, but Greece now is discovering this issue, you know. So it was important to see how Germany deal with that, or the people who are in Germany, the refugees, how they deal with this, and how the Greeks, the immigrants and the refugees here in Greece do that.
Okay. Did you find that the media work exchange was complicated for your daily work life? I mean, how did you, in very practical terms, deal with that?
No, it was okay. There was also enough time for that, you know. The only thing, if I don't know if you will ask me later about that, but we had the feeling that we would need more support, and I mean, not support, they were supporting us, Mr. Camilleri, but to give us a direction, you know, what to do exactly. But maybe it's also good that we could do whatever we want, you know, at the end, and we can produce our own project, because then something new come. But sometimes I just wanted to have more feedback, you know, this was a little bit. Although we had this all the time, we were in contact with Mr. Camilleri, but it is a pilot program, so we understand that it is, now it's constructing, so we didn't expect to have much more, you know, so.
Okay. Well,
no, it was okay by time and everything. And
for your, for your daily work, wasn't too much of a problem. Okay. And my last question is, if you think about future candidates, because this interview is to kind of try to entice new candidates to take part in Media Work Exchange, what advice would you give them?
What advice? Maybe to about the same program. You mean racism and diversity, or racism and
About doing the Media Work Exchange. What would be your advice to new participants in the project?
Okay, to find a good partner, you know, to try somebody where they can learn new things, yes, and also to prepare very well their interviews and to the project before starting, and to know also exactly which is the main idea, you know, to know exactly what it is, because it's a very big the issue, as I told you also in the beginning. So somebody can be lost there if there is also not this feedback and obvious instructions, you know. So somebody could be lost in this, yeah. And it's also a very big material. I'm really interested to see how also the other partners see that. We are very interested to see how they manage it. Because, as I told you, it's like a big research in the end, you know. And then you don't know how to what to do with all this material. This was our problem.
So you would say you would need maybe a more focused.
Because it's okay. It's about diversity, but then you have to find something, you know,
a real angle for you.
Yeah, their angle. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. I've asked you all the questions I needed to ask you.